Let's talk about the Great Commission. In Matthew 28:16-20, it says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.'" See, the disciples were just told to go to Galilee because Jesus was alive. What do you think the conversation was like on the road to Galilee? I mean, they had just watched their Savior be killed on a cross with their very own eyes. And the place that they were told to go was a very dangerous place for a follower of Christ. But it was clear. Jesus also said in Mark 14:27-28, "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." The angel of the Lord that appeared to the women at the tomb also said Jesus would meet them in Galilee, for he is risen. I want to point out that Jesus went before them. He didn't ask them to go there and wait for him. He went before them into the danger. See, Jesus going before his disciples to Galilee is a call to follow him down a dangerous and hard road. See, we know that the road to life is narrow. It's difficult, but it leads to life. So we are all given the same task, to pick up our cross and to follow him. The road to Galilee was a representation of that. But how comforting to know that even when our path is dangerous and uncertain, our Savior goes before us.